Good morning, Tom Beal here, and this is another warning. If you have children around, stop this video and watch it when you don't have children around. I'm going to go with another screw political correctness slant possibly here in a little bit, but I'm going to cover a couple points. Number one, here I am at the place that I began my transformation physically almost a year ago, and I ran around this one-mile circuit here regularly on a daily basis in many cases because it's right up the street from my house and all. So I'd run here and then run multiple laps around here. But I'm shooting this video here now because I wasn't able to run here this morning. It was raining like a son of a gun when I wanted to go running earlier, so I had to adapt and overcome. You know, excuses are always going to pop up that are going to prevent you from taking actions you know you must take. I could have easily, and trust me, the thought crossed my mind, got out of my workout clothes and just proceeded with my day. But I had made the choice that I'm going to work out. So even though it was raining out, I wanted to have my iPhone that I'm recording this video here on my arm with my Bluetooth headset so I could be listening to some audios. I was listening to some Dan Kennedy audios this morning while working out. And being that it was raining, I didn't A, want to get totally soaked, and B, ruin my iPhone and Bluetooth headset in the process. So I went to the local gym and got a good workout in. So now I went home, changed, and was on my way to some of my favorite people. I got to go to two attorneys' offices today. My favorite people. Right. Anyhow, they're helping me out. I got to go to a couple different attorneys to work on issues that I made some bad decisions in the past that I have to rectify. A, my divorce attorney, and B, tax attorney. So I'm heading to take care of both those situations right now, which means pay them money, basically. So I thought, shoot, I haven't shot the video yet. So I pulled in here on the way to go see my favorite people and give them way more money than I'd want to give them. Okay, so back to screw political correct Friday, whatever you want to call it. Number one, sharing where I'm heading. You know, a lot of people don't like getting into personal shit. Hey, it is what it is. I made the choices I made in the past and am paying the price with cash and all the emotional and all that fun stuff that comes with it. But that's life. C'est la vie. On that same note, I don't watch much TV, but you can't help but hear conversations. You know, 99% of the stuff is pointless, worthless, and mostly propaganda that's put there to try to guide us as they want us to be guided. But I do hear certain things, scuttlebutt, a water cooler talk. And one of those is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now look, hey, I don't judge, you know, I'm not saying that Arnold doesn't love Maria and his kids. He just screwed up. We all screw up. Guess what? We're human. And men screw up. And women, before you get all self-righteous, women screw up too. We do shit. We do stupid shit that we regret. The problem is, the longer that you hold secrets like that, the weirder it becomes and the more hurt it brings to the table. You know, not that the hurt would be minimized had it been disclosed early, but I kind of feel happy for the whole family because it's now out in the open. I can just imagine the pain and the inner turmoil that caused Arnold, knowing what had transpired over a decade, 14 years ago, and to every day see his wife and family and to have that hidden secret and to not be in alignment has to be terrible. You know, there's been times in my life when I've been out of alignment and I know that it's not fun, especially in, fortunately never been in a situation to that extent, but I've been in enough where when I'm feeling incongruent, it affects every aspect of my life. So I feel happy that that's out from under or out of the closet per se, you know, that now there's no lies, there's no hidden agenda, there's no knowing that you're hurting the person and the people that you love on a daily basis the longer that you keep those secrets. So transparency is key. You know, transparency can be difficult and tough. You know, everybody has quote-unquote skeletons in the closet that they aren't proud of. But it's, in my experience, it's always a relief when those are opened up and aired and no false life or separate life has to be led. That's my take on that. So I'm not judging him. I'm not judging the fact that he, you know, I'm sure he has a tremendous love for Maria and his family and his kids. And this was a situation that I'm sure caused tons of internal stress and turmoil for him. So I wish him and his family the best. And, you know, along with his son, mother and family on that side as well. And believe it or not, I had a similar circumstance in my family with my father, where I wasn't aware of a sister that I had for years and years and years. And we finally met, and she's an awesome person. And you know, there's more to that story. I'll check with her to make sure everything's cool. But stuff happens, you know. It's just living the best day that you can. On that, let's talk about living the best day we have here. The other part of the news is you hear about this quack priest saying that tomorrow is the rapture, right? And hey, I'm not putting down religion. I'm not putting down things that help people better themselves and help give them a hope for the future. But guess what? When you start planting things like that, that worries me because it's leading people down the wrong path, especially when people are believing it to the point where they're giving up their life savings and giving up their personal belongings because they feel that it is truly happening. Now, this isn't new. This has happened time and again for hundreds of years of people predicting the end. And unfortunately, you know, that's been the case of many people committing suicide and many people ruining their lives in believing wholeheartedly that that is a truth. Well, here's the deal. You know what? Anticipation is the worst cause of anxiety and the worst cause of not being able to live your day to the fullest today. You know, guess what? I'm driving here as soon as I'm done with this video. There's no guarantee I'm going to make it alive to the end destination I have. I'm going to do my very damnedest and my best to make sure that I'm safe and travel properly, but this may very well be the last video I ever make. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do my best to live fully today. Dale Carnegie talked about living in day-tight compartments. I can't predict what's going to happen a minute from now, an hour from now, a day from now, a week from now. None of us can. None of us have a crystal ball. So this guy, you know, hey, like I said, religious leaders give people hope and give people a sense of a better tomorrow possibly that can help them live better today. But when something like this occurs, I feel it's my obligation to speak up and say, look, tomorrow's going to come and go. I don't know what the hell's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen an hour from now. But I do know, chances are good, but more than not, just like the sun's coming up tomorrow, I can count on that. The sun's probably going to come up Sunday and Monday, and we'll probably all be here to see it. You know what? But and if some shit happens, shit hits the fan, deal with it. Since we can't predict it, you just deal with it as it comes. That's the old adapt and overcome principle, right? So we can't predict it, but guess what? I'm going to live my life fully now, and when tomorrow comes, I'm going to do the same. And tomorrow, the same. And my goal is to be a little bit better tomorrow than I was today. And if I can continue that process, amazing things happen in a very short amount of time. You know, so I just want to get that off my chest and let you know that let's get through this day together. Let's help make each other stronger. Let's hold each other accountable, and let's make today great. Talk with you soon, and I will see you in the upcoming videos. I may shoot another one over the weekend. Who knows? Make today great. Talk with you soon.